All right, everyone, say good morning. So we're starting today, Perek Zayin, chapter 7, in the Ramchal, page 154. Bebeir Chelke Hazerizos. So remember this, up until now, we've been, page 154, up until now, we've been focusing on the, we started last chapter, the Midah of Zerizos. Now we're going to specifically focus on the different aspects, or the different parts, to the Midah of Zerizos. So the Ramchal writes the following. Chelke hazrizos shnayim. There are two parts to the attribute of zrizos. Echad, kodem haschala samaisa. One is before zrizos, prior to the act of a mitzvah, or prior to an act, we'll say. The echad acharekim. So in other words, what Ramchal would call, there's pre-actional zrizos and post-actional zrizos. What does that mean? Kodem haschala samaisa. So we'll say the pre-actional zrizos is usually the one that we are most familiar with. What does that mean? He says, "Kodem haschalas hamaisuhu shlo yachmitz ha'adam es ha-mitzvah." So what that means, pre-actional mitzvah, is that a person should not delay. The lashon of shlo yachmitz, we'll discuss this extensively today, is that a person should not allow the mitzvah to become chometz. So a person should not allow the passage of time before performing the mitzvah. Ella, but as soon as the moment comes, or the opportunity presents itself, or the thought comes into my mind, a person should quickly go ahead and grab onto the mitzvah, perform it, and a person should not allow too much time to elapse before the performance of a mitzvah. Ki ein sakana ki sakana so. Because there is no greater sakana than allowing for time to elapse. In other words, the more time that one allows to elapse, the greater the probability that one will not end up performing the mitzvah. Asher hine kol rega shemischadish, because remember, every moment that you let go by, yuchal lehischadish eze ikov lema'asatov. This is an amazing idea. It's so simple, but it's so profound, which is that when an opportunity presents itself, every moment that you don't seize the opportunity and don't actualize it, every moment that goes by is another moment where some type of life variable could come up that would derail you from performing the act. That, says Ramchal, is the power of pre-actional zrizos. When the opportunity presents itself, take it, assuming it's the right opportunity, take it, do it, because if you allow time to elapse, you allow for other circumstances to be introduced that would preclude, potentially preclude, the performance of the mitzvah. Fine. Mitzvah bali adecha atach nitzena, ikar nachametz. So let's analyze this. Writes Rav Kashtiel, kishanachlu ba'ir lema'arechas ha-mitzvos. When we come to the framework of mitzvos, yesh lanu klal shelo lahachmitz. We have the concept of not allowing the mitzvah to become chametz. So later on, the Ramchal will quote the famous statement from the Gemara: "Mitzvah habal yadecha, al tach nitzena. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't let it become chometz." So it's interesting that Chazal choose to formulate this idea of zrizos like that. Mitzvah comes to your hand, don't allow it to become chametz. What does this mean? Hamakor l'musag hazem, the makar, the source for this concept of mitzvah habal yadecha atach mitzena, that if a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't allow it to become chametz. What's the source of this mitzvah? Humi apasar kushmartem es hamatzos. So remember, the pasuk says, in the context of Pesach, that you shall guard the matzah. Shall guard the matzah. Now, what does that mean? Hapasak omer, shetzarech lishmor es hamatzos, shelo yachmitzu, shelo yaasu chametz. So the pasuk itself says that you should watch the matzos, make sure they don't become chametz. That's the idea. This is, by the way, this is the concept of matzah shmura, right? We have the idea that it's not just enough for the matzah to be ingredient-wise kosher, but rather the matzah itself requires a guarding. The matzah itself requires a shimur, that ultimate a shmira, a watching, that it should not become chametz. Chazal lamdu v'derach drosh kazu. Now the rabbis darshan this pasuk and they said, "Ushmartem es hamatzos, al tikri matzos, ella tap of 155, ella mitzvos." So the rabbis make a very interesting drasha, and they say, you know, that word matzos could be vocalized to read as mitzvos. And meaning what? Mitzvah habal yadecha al tachnitzena. That if a mitzvah comes your way, don't allow it to become chametz. Zosomeris, top of 155, second line down. Zosomeris, shamakor shalach matzos mitzvos, nilkach me'olam shmiras hamatzah. What this teaches us is the idea of shmiras hamitzvos. Now, shmiras hamitzvos does not go ahead and simply mean to keep mitzvos. The idea that when it comes to a mitzvah, one should go ahead and grab the opportunity, watch over it, that the opportunity does not escape me. See, that's the idea. When I watch the matzah, I'm making sure nothing changes. I'm making sure the state doesn't change. Ushmartim es hamatzah, as mitzvos means, opportunity presents itself. I want to be vigilant that nothing changes and the opportunity doesn't escape me. He says, Zosomer shamakor shalach matzah mitzvah, nilkach no shmiras hamatzah, gam haramchal mishtamish po, betchila seperik bemusog, shloyach mitzah adam es hamitzvah. So the Ramchal borrows this same idea and he says that a person should make sure that the mitzvah doesn't become chametz. Zosomeris, shemilchos chametz u'matzah, anachnu shoavim es hagishu l'sugya zos shalach matzas mitzvah. So what this says, Rav Kashtiel, is that from the laws of chametz u'matzah, we go ahead and we derive for ourselves an approach to mitzvos, or an approach ultimately again to allowing mitzvos to become chametz. What does this mean? Eich chametz machmetz. Well, it's a very simple question. How does something become chametz? Right? So you take a dough. The same dough could either be matzah or become bread. What's the chilik between a dough for matzah and for bread? How does something become chametz? Hulo machmetz biglal sheosim ito mashu behechrich. Remember, something doesn't become chametz because of what you do with it. It's not because you introduce any leavening agent. So it's interesting, you know, yeast is a leavening agent, but an item could become chametz, could become leaven without yeast as well. Middle of page 155, the bolded lines. Chametz machmetz, so if chametz doesn't require a leavening agent, so how does chametz become chametz? Chametz machmetz me'atzem hazman sheover. At the end of the day, chametz occurs because of one thing, which is time. Time is allowed to elapse. Time is allowed to pass by. Again, remember, a person, I'm not doing anything. I'm literally standing over, I'm watching my dough. But as time just simply goes by, the item fundamentally changes. It now becomes chametz. Hazman asmo sheover, yotzer es atalich hachmatz. That's an amazing idea. It's simply the passage of time. I don't have to introduce any new ingredients, I don't have to introduce any new additives. It's simply the passage of time that allows for the profound cathartic change to occur within the item. Kolomar. Chazal bachru dafka b'dugma shel chametz. This is why we understand the rabbis dafka chose an example of chametz. Kidei lelamid osanu shelo tzarech sibos v'garim miyuchadim kidei lahachmetz. Ela ma sheyigrom lechametz lahachmetz hu hazman asmo. See, the rabbis, therefore, when they said to us, mitzvah habol yadecha al tachmitzena, what they were saying was the following. You know, in life, there are two different reasons sometimes why you can't accomplish the things you want to. So sometimes it's because of extenuating circumstances. Sometimes I want to do X, and just something comes up that just derails that in its entirety. I want to, my heart is there, my desire is there, I literally can't do it. We have a concept like that. On eis rachmana patre. There's a concept, extenuating circumstances absolutely happen. And then there are other chametz circumstances. What's chametz circumstances? Chametz circumstances, no extenuating circumstances. I just let time pass me by. And what happens when you see, here's the one thing about time. If you let time pass you by, one thing is clear, which is the circumstances do not remain constant. When you allow for time to elapse, the circumstances themselves change and evolve. It's just a de facto change and evolving. The same way that by definition, if I leave the dough on the table and I don't do anything to it and I guard it from any additional additives, but the simple passage of time by definition is going to change the item. That's what Chazal meant when they said, mitzvah bali adecha al tach mitzena. Forget about extending. If you just wait, the opportunity will go by. Change will occur because change occurs by definition with the passing of time. He goes on, Zman atzmo sho'over gorim shekvari matza. The time elapsing by itself now mandates or creates the reality that there's no longer matzah. Ha-matzah kvar halach li'ibud. Matzah left the building. Lama, why? Makara, what happened? Harei lo husaf nuklum. We didn't add any yeast. We didn't add any water. So what happened to the matzah? Shamno, samnu kemach umayim v'lo irabnu. Right, we put in there water. We put in there flour. V'lo hevanu shemarim v'lo hevanu chumrim yuchadim. We didn't put in yeast or any other leavening agent. So how did it become chametz? Zekar me'ilav. It happened by itself. Hazman atzmo garam lahach matzah. It is the time itself that resulted in chimutz. V'lama. V'lama. So how does that happen, that the elapsing of time by itself introduces dynamic change? Ki azman sha'anachnu nifkashim itopo. Because the time which we are meeting over here, meaning the time that we are being introduced to over here, ba'olam hazeh, musag hazman hu lo banui, lo mut'am, lo mitchaber li olam shel zrizos hamitzos. Shabosai, the enemy of zrizos is time. Sounds interesting, right? Because normally we say, like, time is the most precious commodity. But the enemy of Zrizos is time. Meaning, what Zrizos says is, mitzvah habal yadecha al tach mitzena. There's no time. There is no time. Opportunity comes, you take the opportunity now. Time, the allowing for lapsing of time, by definition, is allowing for change of circumstances. And when you allow for change of circumstances, chances are there is going to be something that prevents you from doing what it is you need to do. He says, Ra'inu kvar, beparak ha-kodem, shemalochim him ratzal v'shuv kimara ha-bazak. So remember we saw before from the Navi Yechezkel, that how does the Navi extol the Malachim? The Malachim are literally ruts of a shov, they're running back and forth like a lightning bolt. Ra'inu ala Malachim sheishlan kenafayim. The angels have wings. Kolomar, ha'olam shala mitzos, ha'olam shala Malachim, ha'olam shala avoda haruchanis, hu olam shal choser zman. So we'll say, what does it mean that the angels are running at lightning speed, like a lightning bolt? What does it mean they have wings? The message that's being conveyed over here is, there's no time. There's no time. There's no such thing as taking your time. There's no such thing ultimately as allowing for a lapse. There is no time. Olam shel ove v'fi klali hazman, mari habazak. The angels operate again in lightning speed. Lightning speed means that there is no delay. There is no elapsing of time in when they have to carry out their mandate. Velimros shanachnu nimtzoyim po. Now we're not in the celestial sphere. We're here. Bolam hazeh, this world. Upo kayim hazman. And here we are, regulated by time. Tzarech ladas shekasher adam mekayim mitzvos. Who wrote San Lashayich Atzva Ma'areches Kazos, Sheba in Zman O Yoser Nachon Hume Al Hazman. Also, this is a very profound statement. Therefore, our goal in this world, specifically in the performance of mitzvos, is to try to figure out ultimately how to be Me'al Hazman. It's an amazing statement. Me'al Hazman, to transcend time. That's our. Now, at first glance, it sounds impossible, because the one thing you can't escape in this world is time. Yet again, right? Yet again, what we try to accomplish in our spiritual lives is to transcend, to be me'al hazman, to be like the malachim, rotzei v'shov, back and forth. Marabas, one more paragraph, then we'll stop. 156. Ahazman lo mituam. Lo bonoi kach ba'ofen shemat im l'shita shal mitzos. Here's the problem. It turns out then that time seems to be the antithesis or the Achilles heel of spiritual growth. Because spiritual growth requires immediate action, time, therefore, by definition, undermines that. Hazman atzmo she'over, hukvar hofech es ha-matzah l'chametz. Any amount of time that elapses changes the matzah to chametz. Ki hazman ba'olum hazeh, kishu mishtamech, izu mismashech, hukivar kishal ha-atzmo ma'alot tzrachim shonim umegavnim. What happens? As time goes on, time, by definition, introduces new realities. Ba'olam hazeh, hu lo stam zman meis. Ultimately, again, in this world, there is no such thing as dead time. In other words, every time, every elapsing of time, by definition, introduces new realities to us. So we'll stop over here for today. But again, we come out to two dramatic things. So Chazal, when trying to encourage us to be Zoriz, say, mitzvah bali adecha al kach mitzana, because chametz is the paradigmatic example how just simply allowing for the passage of time by definition introduces change. That's number one. Number two, says the Ramchal, our goal is to try to figure out how to be me'al hazman. How to try to figure out somehow how to be above, how to transcend time in some dramatic way to be able to accomplish the things we need to. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this tomorrow.